Good morning, everyone. I was thinking about a few months ago. I was sitting right there, you know, the benches, right as you're kind of walking in that side door that most people use to enter and exit the church. And I was sitting there with somebody, and all of a sudden this family comes by. I don't know, this girl, I think she's about 4 years old. She gets on the bench next to me, and she stands up. She rubs my head. And she looks at me, and I'm looking at her, and I knew something good was coming. And she said, "So, are you the real Jesus?" And I said, "Well, I guess I try to be, but I don't know." That question of identity is the theme of our gospel today. This question of who is Jesus? And there we have Jesus talking with people, probably on a bench or something, and he says, "Who do they say that I am?" And they have all these answers. He's basically taking a poll. And then he says, "But I want to know who you say that I am. Who do you believe that I am?" Now, Jesus wants us to believe in who he is with our lives. St. James says in our gospel, in our second reading, he says, faith without works isn't really a thing. He says the reason that works matter is because they're the litmus test to see if our faith is real. In other words, if my faith is authentic, good works follow from it. They just flow from it in a natural, well, maybe even a supernatural way. Because I have a faith in Jesus and a strong faith, the good things that should be happening in my life should follow. And that's how we know, St. James says, if our faith is real or not, is are there works that you can point to, evidence of where you have put love into the world, evidence where you have made the world a better place, evidence where you have put Jesus first and put him where he belongs in the center. Are there tangible pieces of evidence that we can say, yes, look what I've done, that's how we know that the faith is authentic, is because it yields these works. And it's the same with the different ways we think about Jesus. You know, Jesus says, "Who do you think that I am?" And the other day in religion class in the school where I teach religion to the fourth and the fifth graders, I just had them spit out every name they could think of for Jesus. And I want to name what they all came up with on their own. Lord, Master, Messiah, King of the Jews, Son of God, Son of Man, Christ, Lamb of God, God, Judge, Rabbi, Priest, the Light, Redeemer, Good Shepherd, the Vine, Bread of Life, Emmanuel, the Word. I was very impressed. I was just trying to keep up with them on the chalkboard as I was writing as they were saying. But you and I believe that Jesus is all of that stuff. And what St. James and what Jesus are saying is that it's not just enough to believe it up here in our minds or even just in our hearts to believe that Jesus is these things, but we have to believe it with our life. Otherwise, it's no good at all. It's kind of like, what good is it for a man to say, "I have a wife," but he cheats on her, never is there for her, never seems to love her. You know, that word wife means absolutely nothing to that guy. Same thing, what good is it for a woman to have a son if she's not taking care of him, helping him when he's sick, and helping him to grow in the faith, grow closer to Jesus, giving him a place to live, shelter, food, all those things. If there's a person that, then what good is that title? You know, we have to live up to these names, these titles. And so I guess what I'm saying with Jesus is this. If we truly believe that Jesus is God, which we do, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, if we really believe that Jesus is God, then Jesus has got to be the center of life. And he's worth everything. He's worth giving up and taking up our crosses, giving up our lives, as he says in our gospel. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever gives his life to me will save it. There's a beautiful thing in giving one's life to God in some way. And we all are called to that. And if we believe that Jesus is God, then our actions have to follow that, even when they mean the cross. If we truly believe that Jesus is the light, then we would do everything possible not to live in the darkness of sin. You know, if we truly believe that Jesus is the Savior, then we let ourselves be saved by him. And we show him our wounds and whatever, and we let him in there. If we truly believe that Jesus is the bread of life, that we have at every Mass, then not a day would go by when we don't think about the Eucharist, not a Sunday would go by when we're not here to receive the very body and blood and presence of our God into our own bodies and souls. You know, and if we truly believe that Jesus is the teacher, the rabbi, then we let ourselves be taught by him. A lot of people make a lot of big decisions in life without ever bothering to see what the church has to say about things. And let ourselves be taught and instructed by the Lord and his body, the church. If we believe that Jesus is the Word, then we read our Bibles because we believe that Jesus, we say Jesus is the Word because he kind of enfleshes the Bible perfectly, you know? And if we believe that he's the Word, then we immerse ourselves in the Bible. We open our Bible every day, even if it's not for very long, but at least we're opening to the Word. If we believe that Jesus is the judge, we live our lives in a way that one day we will be judged well. Of course, we'll be judged well. We want the promised land, don't we? And so we ought to think, close our eyes and think about the different titles that we know we have for Jesus. And we say, I don't want to just believe that in my head. We have to believe it in our actions, in our lives. Otherwise, as St. James says, what good is it? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.